Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
COVID battle plan.
We'll fight this variant with science and speed, not chaos and confusion.
Major League lockout.
Negotiations went nowhere.
Alec Baldwin on the movie set shooting.
I think of what could I have done?
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The government's taking new steps with word of the first case of the Omicron coronavirus variant in the U.S., a vaccinated person in San Francisco who had traveled to South Africa. CBS's Laura Podesta has the latest on the actions that will impact travelers.
The president will extend a requirement that people wear masks on airplanes, trains, and buses from January to mid-March. The White House is also tightening the rules for anyone flying into the country. Right now, international travelers must have a negative test within 72 hours of their flight. Next week, that'll change to 24 hours for everyone coming into the U.S. The plans also expand free at-home testing, make emergency response teams available to all U.S. states, and accelerate the delivery of vaccines to other countries.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House, where the president's top medical advisor says Omicron's presence in the U.S. shouldn't lead to a change in behavior as long as you've been vaccinated, boosted, and wear a mask in congregate settings.
We want to keep doing that and make sure we pay close attention to that.
When it comes to holiday parties, Dr. Anthony Fauci says as long as those in attendance are vaccinated,
you could feel safe with not wearing a mask and having a dinner, having a reception.
But in other public settings in which unvaccinated people may be present,
it is very prudent to wear a mask.
Now to Oxford, Michigan, where Austin Witt is paying tribute to football teammate Tate Mear, one of the four students killed in the mass shooting at his high school.
He was always happy, cracking jokes. He was honestly the heart and soul of our team and probably our community. He's a true hero.
CBS's Nancy Chen says the teenager under arrest went to court to face terrorism and murder charges.
The alleged shooter, Ethan Crumbly, pleaded not guilty.
Sir, do you understand all the charges against you?
Yes, I do.
Investigators say there is a mountain of digital evidence that strongly suggests Crumbly planned the attack in advance. Evidence that law enforcement officials say includes a video he made the night before the shooting that mentioned killing students, a journal recovered from his backpack detailing his desire to shoot up the school, and social media postings of the gun used in the attack, purchased by his father just 4 days before the shooting.
The House committee investigating the Capitol attack has voted to pursue contempt charges against Jeffrey Clark, the former Justice Department official who sided with the effort to overturn the election. The committee got an 11th-hour note from Clark's lawyer that he would like to invoke his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. A deposition is set for Saturday. A labor showdown that's been brewing for months came to a head overnight with the expiration of a collective bargaining agreement between Major League Baseball owners and players. The owners have now imposed a lockout. RJ Anderson of CBS Sports says it's the first work stoppage in the sport in a quarter century.
The league will shut down until a new collective bargaining agreement can be ratified by both the owners and the union. When I say shut down, I mean there will be no trades, there will be no free agent signings. I don't believe at this point that the season will be compromised in any way.
Commissioner Rob Manfred says he's hopeful the lockout will jumpstart negotiations. Last day talks lasted just minutes and broke down hours before the deadline. Overseas, a final court victory in Britain for Prince Harry's wife Meghan with the dismissal of an appeal by a tabloid newspaper of an earlier ruling that said her privacy was violated when parts of a letter she wrote to her father were published. CBS's Holly Williams in London.
This is a major legal victory for Meghan, Duchess of Sussex, in her fight, some would say war, against the British tabloid media. In a written statement following the ruling, she said, quote, "From day one, I have treated this lawsuit as an important measure of right versus wrong."
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Testimony from the star witness at the Jussie Smollett trial in Chicago. WBBM-TV's Charlie DeMar says Abimbola Osundero told the jury that he and his brother helped the former Empire actor stage a racist and homophobic attack on Smollett.
He said that Smollett went into great detail about how the plan was supposed to go, who was supposed to throw the punches, who was supposed to toss the bleach on Smollett. At one point, Abel was asked, why did you agree to go along with this? He says, you know, first and foremost, he was friends with Smollett, but also that he felt indebted to him for getting him a minor role on the show Empire.
New revelation about the fatal shooting on Alec Baldwin's movie sets after what the actor told ABC's George Stephanopoulos.
The trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
It's not clear if that means the weapon went off accidentally. Police in Santa Fe have not disclosed what Baldwin has told them as they investigate the deadly incident to determine how a live round ended up in the gun. Chris Cuomo says his suspension at CNN is embarrassing and hurts even to say it. He talked about it on his Sirius XM show.
It's the last thing I ever wanted to do was compromise any of my colleagues and do anything but help.
Newly revealed documents this week indicated Cuomo was more involved in helping his brother fend off sexual harassment allegations while he was governor of New York. The Women's Pro Tennis Tour has suspended all tournaments in China over concerns about the safety of Peng Shuai, the doubles champ who dropped out of public view after accusing a Communist Party official of sexual assault. Typically, China hosts 10 women's events every year. Well, pass the milk. Kellogg's has reached a tentative contract agreement with cereal makers at several plants who've been on strike for nearly 2 months.
We're professional cereal makers. We've been doing it our whole lives, and they're not going to get anybody better than that.
The deal includes wage increases and better benefits. In a video release, Grammy-winning guitarist Carlos Santana reveals he had a heart procedure after being rushed to a hospital last weekend.
I'm going to be taking time out for a little bit to make sure I replenish and I rest and catch up with my health so that when I play for you, I would play the way I'm used to and give you 150%.
Santana is 74 years old. His shows this month in Las Vegas have been canceled, but he could be ready to perform again in January.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Turns out a popular toy for toddlers had some very adult content.
One, two.
Dancing cactus toys. Babies and toddlers love them as they wriggle and sing in a number of languages. Unfortunately, the Polish language song turns out to be an explicit rap about cocaine and hopelessness, with the opening lines, "The only thing in my head is 5 grams of cocaine." A representative for the rapper says he had no idea the song was being used in a children's toy, adding, "He's disgusted." Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A federal judge has blocked a Texas law that would allow any state resident banned from a social media platform for their political views to sue the company that did it. It's a blow to lawmakers who alleged Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube censor right-wing views and motivated in part by the suspensions of former President Trump. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.